In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
I welcome you this morning to Father Tom's program, In Season and Out of Season. I am Maria Vadia. I am from Miami, and I'm standing in for Father Tom this morning. And I invite you tonight to come to the revival meetings that they're being held in the Spousal Retreat Center starting at 7 p.m. today, Friday night, and then Saturday and Sunday at Holy Rosary at 7:30 p.m., and then again on Monday back to the Spousal Retreat Center. So I welcome you. I welcome you, and we welcome the Holy Spirit right here in our midst. Jesus said in John 7:38, "Those who believe in me, as the scriptures have said, out of their hearts will flow rivers of living waters." So we have been blessed with the Holy Spirit. There are wells of salvation. Isaiah 12:3, the prophet says we have wells of salvation inside of us. And inside those wells, we have the rivers of living water, which Jesus talked about. He was talking about the Holy Spirit. And I have news for you today. The Lord says that you are not an orphan. And so many of God's people were living our lives and walking around like orphans. In John 14, verse 18, in the Last Supper, Jesus said, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." He was talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit makes the things of Jesus real. The Holy Spirit is our helper. The Lord has given us an amazing helper that dwells inside of us, and we don't have to live out our lives as orphans. I believe that many of you who are listening today, you feel like an orphan. You look at your life and you said, "I have no one to help me." You're gripped by self-pity. "My Heavenly Father doesn't care about me. God has forgotten about me. I am no good. There's nothing good that I can do." Well, you have just been believing the lies of the devil, who's a liar. But I'm here to remind you that you have the Spirit of God inside of you, that you have a helper that lives inside of you. The Apostle Paul says that we are temples of the Holy Spirit. He says that we are the dwelling place of God. And so we are not orphans. We have an amazing gift of the Spirit that dwells inside of us. And Acts 1:8, Jesus told his disciples, "And you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses." And what was he talking about? The Lord was talking about the Holy Spirit coming upon us, and that the Holy Spirit would give us power. And the root word in the Greek for power is dunamis power. That's the word for dynamite. And that's the miraculous working power of God. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we receive power and we become his witnesses. What does it mean to be a witness? It means that we are to be transformed to look just like Jesus. This is the miracle of our faith. The Holy Spirit transforms us so that we can look like Jesus, and then we can act like Jesus. In the 1 John 2:6, John says, "If you say that you abide in him," meaning Jesus Christ, "you must walk like he walked." So we have been given the Holy Spirit so that we can be witnesses, so that we can walk like Jesus walked. Now, how can we walk like Jesus walked? Only by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Christian life is a supernatural life. It's just a miraculous life. And we cannot do it on our own. It's by the power of the Holy Spirit. We must yield to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gives us everything that we need. How does a person's life change? Well, Jesus comes in as Lord and Savior. And then the Holy Spirit starts doing a brand new work in our lives. When we get baptized in the Holy Spirit, our lives totally change. Totally change. We're filled with the Lord. We're filled with the Holy Spirit. And we can become witnesses of who He is. Witnesses of His mercy. Witnesses of His love. Witnesses of His power. So we become a new creature. And we start walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is what the scriptures say. It must become a reality in our lives. So we are not orphans. Jesus said, I'm not leaving you orphans. I'm sending you another one just like me, the Paraclete. And Jesus says that the Holy Spirit is just like Him. So the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us, and the Holy Spirit gives to us everything that we need. What do I mean by that? Well, if you need to forgive, and it's very difficult for you, let's say that it's impossible for you to forgive the people that have hurt you or harmed you, well, embrace the grace. Ask the Holy Spirit for help. He'll give you everything that you need. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can take a step of faith and forgive everyone that has ever hurt you or harmed you. Another example, Jesus says, go, proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand. Matthew 10:7-8. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers, cast out demons, raise the dead. How can we do that? Well, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, a few years ago, I've been going to Africa now for many years on mission trips to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of God. And I took a little team with me to Uganda, and we went into a province called Yumbe, which is highly Muslim. It's over 90% Muslims. And I have to tell you something. Jesus shows off in front of the Muslims. He just shows off in front of the Gospels of the Muslims. Because when the Muslims see the power of God released, they know that Jesus is alive. Romans 2:4, the Apostle Paul writes that the goodness of the Lord leads people to repentance. So we went to this little town called Yumbe, a town in the province. And my little team and I, a teenager, a 75-year-old lady, and another young man, and I told them, we're just going to do what the Word of God says to do. Matthew 10:7-8. Go, proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand. Heal the sick. If you notice, Jesus doesn't even say, go pray for the sick. He says, heal them. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Cast out demons. And raise the dead. And I told them, if we come across any dead people, we're going to raise them in the name of Jesus. So we went to this Yumbe town. And we were holding outside rallies next to the church. And hundreds of people came. And most of them Muslims. Most of them Muslims. And we preached the gospel of the kingdom. These people were weeping. They were repenting. They opened their hearts to Jesus. They invited Jesus into their lives as Lord and Savior. We prayed for the Holy Spirit to come in power upon them. They started to speak in other tongues. Oh, my goodness, it was amazing how the Spirit of God just started to heal people and to set the captives free. We actually lost count of all the healings that took place during that session and during the rest of the sessions. We just lost count because the power of God was just there. The manifest presence of the Lord was there. The glory of the Lord was there. The beautiful presence of God. And the Lord was just doing a mighty work, a mighty work. And then a mother came in carrying her 16-year-old daughter who was crippled from the waist down. She had not been able to walk in many years. And so we ministered to her. And then we told the young lady, we told her, get up and start walking. It was just like Acts chapter 3, Peter and John on the way to the temple. They saw the lame man and they said, silver and gold we do not have, but what we have we give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And the man got up, helped by Peter and John, and he started to leap and twirl and jump, and he got all excited. He was walking because he was lame from the mother's womb. Well, now we told this 16-year-old girl, we said, now get up and start walking. Hold on to our hands and start walking. And she started to walk. It was amazing. Holding on to us, she was holding on to my finger. She was walking. Then this girl said, leave me alone. And so she started to walk on her own. And then she grabbed my arm and she said, let's run. And so this was just absolutely miraculous, because this crippled young lady who the mother brought in her arms now was running all over the place. And we went running back to the crusade. And when the people saw us running, when the people saw the crippled girl now running, there was such an eruption of praise. All these people, hundreds of people, just praising Jesus and thanking Jesus for this miracle. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I experienced the pleasure of God. I just experienced the cloud of witnesses just clapping and cheering on us on. And it was amazing. It was amazing. What a miracle. See, a healing is progressive, but a miracle is instantaneous. So that night, Father Joseph had this young lady give her testimony at Mass, and it was amazing. And word got out, of course, in this community. And the next morning, a Muslim family, they bring me the daughter, their daughter, 7 years old, crippled, never walked. Her legs looked like toothpicks. No form, no strength, nothing. So we started to minister to her. And then we told her the same thing. Rise up and start walking, holding on to us. And this little girl started to take steps. The mother could not believe it. The mother said this is the first time in her life that she's done this. And so she started to walk, holding on to us. But our car came and we had to leave and move on to another province. And I left this young little girl, 7 year old. I left her under the care of this Catholic charismatic nurse. I told this nurse, please, you need to minister to this young girl. I know she's going to walk. So keep ministering to her. And so we moved on to another province. But 2 days after that, we received a phone call. And in the phone call, they told us that this 7-year-old girl had walked in front of her father, and her father is a Muslim imam, a Muslim preacher. My dear brothers and sisters, what Muhammad could not do for this young lady, what Allah could not do for this young lady, Dr. Jesus did for her. And so I share these stories with you because the Holy Spirit is on the move. He has been accelerating in power. And I tell you these testimonies because now the Catholic Church in Yumbe is packed to overflowing. There is not enough room for the people. Okay? How did this happen? When the people saw that Jesus is alive. When the people saw that Jesus loves his people. So it's amazing the work of the Holy Spirit. And so we have a helper. We're not orphans. How could I do all of this? How can I go on mission trips? How could I go to places and start proclaiming the word of God? How can I be on this radio now proclaiming the word of God and giving testimony of what the Lord has done? It's only by the power of the Holy Spirit. See, when I came to the Lord, I was a dead Catholic, absolutely dead. I did not know Jesus. I did not know anything about the Holy Spirit. But when the blinders came off my eyes and I surrendered and I gave my life to Jesus and I understood that Jesus had died for me on that cross, that he had carried every sin, every infirmity, oh my God, I just received that forgiveness. I was washed in the blood of Jesus and I was doing a Life in the Spirit seminar. And when those charismatics placed their hands on me to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, the Spirit of God just came all over me. And this joy and this peace came on me now. And I felt the rivers of living water start flowing in me. And I fell in love with Jesus. And boy, I told the Lord that day, Lord, you take my life. You do with me whatever you want. I have lived for 37 years doing my own thing. Now I give you the rest of my life. I give to you, Lord. You do with me whatever you want. Now, the last thing that came into my mind was that I would be preaching the gospel and preaching all over the world. But that's what the Lord has done in my life. I share these things with you because I was very shy and timid. I would not dare speak in front of anybody. Through the university days, I would freak out if I had to speak in front of people. But now the Holy Spirit came on me, and now I'm a new creature. And I remember the first time that the Lord told me, now I want you to speak in front of the prayer group. I said, no, Lord, you know that I'm very shy and I'm timid, but the Lord is patient. The second time he said, Maria, I want you to stand up and start proclaiming my word, proclaim what I have done in your life. I said, okay, Lord, yes, I say yes, because I know now that by the Holy Spirit, I can do it all. Like the Apostle Paul in Philippians. What did Paul say in the book of Philippians? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Can you get that through your head? You can do all things through Jesus Christ, through him who strengthens me. How do we get strengthened? By the power of the Holy Spirit. We have resurrection power inside of us. What did Paul say in Romans 8? Paul said that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells inside of us. Romans 8:11. That same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of you and lives inside of me. That same Spirit will give us what we need in order to do what the Lord is telling us to do. Now, what did the Lord tell us to do? Mark 16. Go to Mark 16, starting in verse 15. The Lord said, go and proclaim the gospel to every creature. That means everyone. The gospel needs to be proclaimed. Why? Because people need to come into that revelation that there is one God and one Savior between God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus. People have to come into that revelation. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, the last part of verse 21, it says that it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. So yes, the message of the gospel might seem foolish to many people, but when it's proclaimed and released, it is the power of God for you and me to believe through the message, and it pleases God. And all of us are supposed to be proclaiming this gospel of salvation, this message of salvation, so that people repent, so that people turn around and give their lives to Jesus Christ. And so I never knew I would be doing this, but this is what I'm doing. And so the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon us, and we are not orphans. We experience the fatherhood of God. We experience the embrace of the Father. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of adoption. There is something inside of you, something inside of me, when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, that we know that we know that we are children of God. It's the witness of the Holy Spirit. So today, if people in your life are upset at you, if you feel lonely, if you are in self-pity, if you are depressed, just know that you're not an orphan, that God loves you because of the blood of Jesus. Our Heavenly Father waits for us. Our Heavenly Father loves us. His arms are extended towards us, just like when the prodigal son turned back to the father in Luke 15. He has his arms stretched out towards us because of the blood of Jesus, because the way has been opened through the blood of the Lamb. We can run to Papa and we can cry, Abba, Father. Thank you. We're not alone. We are not alone. He has given us his Spirit, and we are children of the Most High God. And it's awesome, the plans that he has for you and for me. Dear brothers and sisters, I remind you once again that tonight we will be having another revival session. I believe this is the 13th night. We will be meeting at 7 p.m. tonight, Friday night, at the Spousal Retreat Center, and Saturday and Sunday at Holy Rosary Church in Winthrop at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday night again at the Spousal Retreat Center. So I invite you to come and experience what the Holy Spirit is doing, because the Holy Spirit wants to release new things into our lives. The Holy Spirit wants to release life. He wants us revived. He wants us alive for Jesus. He wants to release revelation of who we are in Christ and who Christ is in us. He has plans for our lives. And I'm here reminding you that the Lord has a plan for your life. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your past has been like. I don't care what you're going through. The Lord has a plan and a purpose for you in this planet. Amen. In the land of the living, in this planet. Because if the only thing that Jesus wanted when he died for us on the cross was to take us to heaven one day, we would be in heaven now. But the fact that we are alive in 2008, it's because we are in this planet for a reason. We are supposed to be extending the kingdom of God right here on earth as it is in heaven. We're supposed to be bringing that harvest of souls into God's kingdom. There are over 4 billion people that still do not know Jesus personally as Lord and Savior. And the Lord wants to use us to bring a harvest of souls into his kingdom. Amen. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about Jesus. It's about the heart of God. The heart of God is with the lost. The heart of Jesus is with the lost. And he wants to use us as ambassadors. He wants to use us as people of good news. He wants to use us as people of reconciliation, that we can actually release that message of reconciliation, that there can be peace between God and man through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we need to understand that the Holy Spirit is moving in mighty ways these days. I am seeing so many miracles. I'm seeing so many different things, awesome things happening in my own ministry. I'm just in awe and I'm just amazed of the things that I've seen the Lord do through me. And I'm telling you, I'm not even satisfied. I'm thankful for everything the Lord has done in my life, but I am hungry for more. I am hungry for him. I am hungry to go deeper into his heart. I am hungry for more of his presence. I am hungry for more of his glory. And we are living in the days of his glory. We carry his glory. We carry the Holy Spirit inside of us. And we are to release his glory everywhere that we go. It's a matter of releasing what he has given us, what he has given to us. So it's just amazing. Recently, before coming to Boston, I was at home and somebody called me to go and pray for this lady. I get phone calls like this all the time. I don't even know the person who called me, but she said there is a lady from Panama in this hospital in Miami, and she has encephalitis and she's in a wheelchair. She cannot walk. Well, I really didn't know much about encephalitis, but I decided that I would go and pray and release the healing of the kingdom of God into this woman. And I went with a friend of mine, and we went to the hospital. We got inside the hospital room and this lady was not there. I didn't even know her name, but we started to praise the Lord. We started to take authority in the name of Jesus. Remember Psalm 22, verse 3, the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. And when King Jesus appears, when he's inhabiting our praises, he heals and he delivers and he sets free and he makes whole. And we started to praise the Lord, and the presence of the Lord was there. And suddenly they wheeled this woman into the room. And I was not expecting to see what I saw, but I saw a woman just in a state of hopelessness and complete depression. And so we took authority over that spirit of death and depression over her life in the name of Jesus. And we laid hands on her and we started to release the power of the kingdom, the healing of the kingdom of God. And I said to her, "Do you want to walk? Come on, get up." And she got up and she started to take steps. And it was one little step after another little step and another little step. You know, the word of God says, do not despise small beginnings. And this lady started to take small steps and small steps. And the Lord gave me a prophetic word for her. And I said, I see you teaching the word of God. I see you proclaiming the word of God. The Lord is not done with you. He has a plan for your life. Listen, the glory came over this woman. She was so happy. She didn't even want to sit back again on that wheelchair. She didn't want to sit back on the wheelchair. She didn't want to sit again. She just wanted to take more steps and steps and steps. Glory to God. The next day I received a phone call and they told me this woman had not stopped walking. Now she's walking on a walker on her own. And the day after, she was well enough to go back to her own country. This is what the Holy Spirit is doing. He's moving miraculously. He's moving in great power. So today, if you've been listening to me, just know that you're not alone. You're not an orphan. You have God living inside of you. If you're a child of God, if you have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you right now. But I want to pray for you now that the Holy Spirit come upon you now. That the Holy Spirit come upon you now in a brand new way, that you receive the power of the Holy Spirit, that you get clothed with power from on high so that you can carry on with the works of Jesus. Jesus said in John 14, verse 12, the same works that I've been doing, you will do, and even greater works. My dear brothers and sisters, we are living in the times of the greater works. We are living in those days. The Lord is just looking for people that will believe him, people that will trust him, people that are like children, in the sense that we believe his word and we stand on his word and we stand on the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of his word, and we see the Spirit move in our lives, in us and through us. Romans 8, verse 12, it says, verse 14, Romans 8, 14, for all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Verse 15, for you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So start crying out now, Abba, Abba, Papa, Papa, Daddy, Daddy. Cry out to the Lord right now and know that you're not an orphan. Get rid of that orphan spirit. By the blood of Jesus, you have been accepted by him, and rise up in the power of the Holy Spirit and start carrying on with the works of Jesus. I remind you once again that tonight we will be meeting at the Spousal Retreat Center at 7 p.m. tonight, Friday. We will be there. Expect great things to happen to you in your life and through you Saturday and Sunday in Holy Rosary Church at 7:30, and then again Monday night at the Spousal Retreat Center. Tonight at the Spousal Retreat Center. We just bless you and we thank you, and we just thank the Holy Spirit for the ways that he has been moving in our lives, and he wants
in
to do
season
greater.
And out of season is sponsored by In Season and Out of Season.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.